Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strobe with your worldwide news update. Iran's supreme leader threatens Israel and the U.S. with another strike. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei addressed a crowd of supporters and said, "In our battle against the arrogance, we will definitely do whatever is necessary to prepare the Iranian nation in terms of military preparation, weapons, and political work. Thanks to Allah, the officials are already busy doing that." The supreme leader did not elaborate on the timing or scope of any attack. Iranian officials are increasingly threatening to launch another strike against Israel after its most recent attack on the Islamic Republic. Iran's military bases were targeted, and at least 5 people were killed. It was the first time Israel's military has openly attacked Iran. Further escalation from either side could affect the wider Middle East, where the Israel-Hamas war has already heightened tensions across the region. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
The Biden administration said Thursday that some 8,000 North Korean soldiers are now in Russia's Kursk region near Ukraine's border and are preparing to help the Kremlin fight against Ukrainian troops. But what will Ukraine and its allies do about it? VOA's Christina Menenti has more.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged its allies to stop watching and take steps before North Korean troops deployed in Russia reach the battlefield. Zelensky raised the prospect of a preemptive Ukrainian strike on camps where the North Korean troops are being trained and said Kyiv knows their location. But he said Ukraine can't do it without permission from allies to use Western-made long-range weapons to hit targets deep inside Russia. Ukraine's army chief said his troops are facing one of the most powerful offensives by Russia since the all-out war started more than 2 years ago. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
This is VOA News. It's a final push in the Sun Belt states for the U.S. presidential campaigns. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Donald Trump holding 2 rallies in battleground North Carolina, vowing to undo the past 4 years.
As we rescue our economy, I will also restore our borders. Again, I believe the borders are the single biggest problem.
Are we ready to win?
Kamala Harris also visiting the Tar Heel State, which hasn't been won by a Democrat since 2008. Harris campaigning first in Atlanta, telling middle-class families,
"At the top of my list is bringing down the cost of living for you."
President Biden stumping for Harris in Pennsylvania.
3 days to Election Day. The stakes couldn't be higher.
Both urging supporters not to sit out the race. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Britain's Conservative Party has elected Kemi Badenoch as its new leader as it tries to rebound from a crushing election defeat that ended its 14 years in power. Badenoch defeated rival lawmaker Robert Jenrick in a vote of almost 100,000 members of the Right of Center Party. She is the first black woman to lead a major British political party. Badenoch replaces former Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who in July led the Conservatives to their worst election results since 1832. The Conservatives lost more than 200 seats, taking their tally down to 121. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez on Saturday said the deadliest flash floods in Spain's modern history have killed at least 211 people, and dozens were still unaccounted for. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
La situación que estamos viviendo es trágica.
The situation we are living in is tragic. It is dramatic. We are almost certainly talking about the most serious flooding our continent has seen so far this century. And I am aware that the response that is being given is not enough.
Spain's tragedy is now Europe's worst flood-related disaster, since at least 500 people died in Portugal in 1967. Meanwhile, volunteers flocked to Valencia's City of Arts and Science Center for the first coordinated cleanup organized by regional authorities. The venue has been turned into a nerve center for the operation.
That was Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Bolivia's government says supporters of former President Evo Morales have taken more than 200 soldiers hostage as unrest prompted by an abuse investigation of the ex-leader continued for a third week. Bolivia's foreign ministry in a statement Saturday identified those involved in the hostage taking as members of irregular groups and also accused them of stealing weapons and ammunition. It did not identify the groups, nor did it explain how the soldiers were taken hostage. But a day earlier, President Luis Arce said those protesting and attacking military units were supporters of Morales. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.